is going to handle one or two prayers before we begin to share, and then we move again to prayer section. The first prayer we're going to handle, we want to handle, the Lord lays upon my spirit. We're going to handle this prayer. Yes, what I call demonic urge. Demonic urge. And what does it mean? That is a sort of pressure. A pressure. Demonic pressure. You just see there's a pressure on you. Pressure, unusual pressure that comes upon you and makes you to do some things that you yourself, you can't believe that you are the one that, under normal condition, that you have done it. Demonic pressure through urge. I mean, we explain a little bit. Maybe you can sit down for a short time. Maybe you can sit down so that you don't stress your legs. If you consider this man, Esau, in the scripture, in the book of Genesis, chapter 26 and thereabout, you see that Esau was, the Bible says, he went out, and he went out, and he came back. Yes, one could be hungry. Yes, no one is denying that. But you will observe that the pressure that was on him was beyond ordinary. The pressure that came upon him, that made him to lose his senses completely because he was hungry. It was not an ordinary pressure. It was a demonic urge. It made him to lose his value, made him to lose the grace, made him to lose his position, made him to lose so many things that till death he could not recover that. He was under a strong influence. And the same thing, it happens to a number of people. You see, some people, they accept they do some things. Except they do it. Except they, either they smoke or except they drink. You just see that something will say, go and do it. Go and do it. Go and. It's just under pressure. And this pressure, this demonic pressure, is an attack from the pit of hell in order to rob you of the blessing of God and your destiny. Particularly, we youths, the enemy knows how to attack lives. When he attacks people, bring a pressure. And someone, I say, you were going to stand on your feet this morning. Every satanic program that is under operation in your life, the power that's programmed, that the enemy programmed into your life, that it will make you to, whenever good thing want to come, there is a pressure. Even it may be when you are sleeping, a pressure will come, you do some things, a pressure to masturbate, a pressure to do one evil or the other, and you just find yourself, or you speak, and you make some foul languages, or you make some, you just speak out and say, why did you say that? Say, I didn't know when I said it. It's a demonic pressure, demonic operation, demonic pressure. Go to cry unto the Lord. If you understand what I'm saying, will you agree with me? You like to cry unto the Lord? These are issues that the enemy has been using to deny people of the blessing and their destiny, as making people to lose God's purpose and their lives. Go to cry unto the Lord by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, Lord, I cry, deliver me. Deliver me from every demonic pressure and urge that makes me to sin. The power that will walk upon me, that will put me under pressure. The power that may, whether inside or under influence, wherever I am, under influence of the internal force. Oh Lord, today in the name of Jesus, I cry that you will destroy this opposition. You will destroy this yoke upon my life. This is a yoke that I've been carrying. This is a yoke that has been troubling me. This is a yoke, Lord. This is a yoke that made me to sin. This is a yoke that made me to do things contrary. It makes me to sin, makes me to steal, it makes me to tell lies, it makes me to walk against your purpose, it makes me to do some things, it makes me to go into immorality. These are issues that makes you is under pressure. Immorality, you do not even want to do it, but something, you are under a compulsion, something, if something you cannot resist. Today, I command this yoke to be destroyed in your life. I break the power of this yoke. I break the power of the money pressure, all the satanic urge in your life. I command that yoke to be destroyed. That yoke and the power that have been programmed to make you to make error, to command you and influence you to fall into error and mistake. Anytime any good thing is coming to your life, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, today I break this yoke over your life. In the name of Jesus, I command this yoke destroyed. In the name of Jesus, let this life be set free. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. We don't handle one more prayer. The second prayer we don't handle. We don't pray. You could be, this pressure still prays. The Holy Spirit just opened my eyes to another thing. There's this pressure again. Pressure that comes in the form of oppression. Pressure that comes in form of oppression. You got to declare by the name of the Lord Jesus that yoke must be destroyed this morning. What I mean is this. You just see that when good thing is about to come to your life, there is a sort of oppression. Oppression means, you know, something that restrains, something that you struggle with. You struggle with it, and you are unable to do it. You know, somehow along the line, even in the night, even in the dream, even when you sleep, and you know that anytime that thing happens, you are under something bad or something good is about to happen, but the enemy has aborted it. You like to cry unto the Lord. I'm not going to ask you to seek, to say whether you are part of this or not. But I know there are a number of us here, who are undergoing these challenges. But the Lord has come to identify with your problem. He has come to set you free. Go to declare by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Today I receive my victory. I receive my victory. I command the rain and the reign and rulership of this oppression destroyed. The scepter of the wicked upon my life, the rulership of the devil over my life, the claim of the enemy over my life, destroyed in the name of Jesus. I break the hand and the hand that you should rule in and dictating the pace of my life, the power that you restrain, the power of oppression. oppression. Today, in the name of Jesus, I break your hold. I break your hold. I break your hold. I break your grip. I command you, by the name of Jesus, your grip destroyed. In the name of Jesus, let my life, let me release my life. Let me go. In the name of Jesus, let me go. Maraposhe kadayaka. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I escape from this trap. I escape from this oppression. I escape from this yoke. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Please have your seat. In Jesus' name we have prayed. We want to bless the name of the Lord for this season. And I know that this is a season that the Lord God of heaven will visit every one of us in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is doing so much for us, and He has been doing and He's still doing and will continue to do. He has done many good things for us. And then by the grace of the Lord this year, the Lord started this year, you know, in a wonderful note with us. And I know greater things we shall see in the name of Jesus Christ. The month of January has gone. The month of February, we are in the last Sunday. And grace has brought us again to this last Sunday in the name of Jesus. And today, we're going to handle briefly what I call the song. Must rise upon me. The sun must rise. My sun must rise. The sun must rise upon me. The sun must rise. In other words, an end must come to any form of darkness in her life. An end must come to any form of darkness. When sun rises, do you need a torchlight? When sun rises, do you need a lamp? When sun rises, it might be difficult for you to knock your head upon a wall. When sun rises, it tells you that the glory of the Lord has risen for you. But when you see a life that is under a darkness, then the light is not shining, the beauty is not there, the glory is not there, you know that the sun is not rising. Let's turn to our scripture, to the book of Genesis chapter 32. Genesis chapter 32. We will look into it briefly. We were going to rush because there are a lot of things, but within a very short time. But wherever the Lord enables us to stop. I'm going to take scripture because of the time. I'm going to read from verse 24. I'm reading 24. So please, you move fast with me to verse 31. Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. Now when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his sheep, of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, Let me go, for the day breaks. But he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. So he said to him, what is your name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed. Then Jacob asked, saying, tell me your name, I pray. And he said, why is it that you ask about my name? And he blessed him there. 30. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel. For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. Just as he crossed over Peniel, the sun rose on him. May the sun rise on you. And he leaped on his hip. The sun rose on him. Just as he was crossing Peniel. Remember, Jacob had challenges. A number of challenges when he left his parents, when he was told, I said, go, you have to go and look for me. Go to my brother, his mother told him, I said, look, go into to my family where you can get a woman. And you remember that he got to Laban and then he worked for. He was there for 20 years. And when he wanted to leave, Jacob had to go through challenges again. That secretly he escaped from Laban. Because he discovered that Laban would not let him go. Because Laban said, it was because of you God prospered me. Huh? Jacob was with him. And Jacob saw, hey, Oga said, my father said, I have been here and he has been prospering just because I have been staying with him, because the hand of God was upon me. And Jacob said, oh, better, what? Let me find my own way, because where will I prepare for my own house? And quietly left. Just to give us a little background. And then Jacob left. Somehow we remember that Laban was annoyed. And he pursued him. And he pursued him and pursued him. Somehow along the line, God appeared before Laban. Said, look, do not touch that man. God warned him. Do not touch him. If you touch him, you are gone. Don't touch him. And because of that single warning that God put before Laban, Laban left him. He just came and threatened him. And then he left. But somewhere along the line, Jacob was still under so many things that are confronting him. Fear of Esau. The things he did, the game he played with Esau. And he knew that Esau was desperate to kill him. And he knew that for the past 20 years, this thing might not have been eroded from the mind of Esau. And he was afraid of Esau. But the Bible says, he then had to Look, he sent so many people, so many of his children before, and left them. He said, go, let me stay here. And one thing was that the Bible says he left and he stayed in the presence. He cried, he waited. He now decided, he said, Oroyo imia tolomone. In other words, this issue is God and myself. I cannot continue to be a vagabond all around, just be moving all around. No place to rest. Threat from every side. Threat. My brother is threatening me. My in-law is threatening me. Everybody is threatening. So when will I escape from all this issue? And Jacob, Bible says, and Jacob stood and started. He had an encounter. He made a place and said, this is the place where I will seek the face of the Lord. I'm going to seek the face of the Lord. And he tarried there. He started praying. The Bible says, and the angel of the Lord, and the spirit of the angel of the Lord came. And there was a rescue. In the place, if a man wants the sun to rise for his life, he must wrestle. You must wrestle. You must wrestle. It will take a man that is able to wrestle before sun will rise for him. Your sun will rise in the name of Jesus. I tell you, your sun will rise in the name of Jesus. So we're going to quickly consider a few things. Divine principles for the rising of the of your son. One, if you consider the time will not permit us. If you consider verse 9 to 11 of that place, of that Genesis chapter 32. The scripture tells us, you can go and read it. The scripture tells us that, let me just read one verse here. Verse 10, let me read verse 10 there. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which you have shown your servant. For I cross over this Jordan with my staff, and now I have become two companies. Jacob recall the faithfulness of God in the past. How God has brought him out from the miry clay. He reminded God and he said, Lord, I remember I only left my parents with only one rod. It was only one rod. I didn't leave with any other thing. It was a rod that I came out with. But when I'm coming now, I've come with companies because I have so many wives. I mean, I have two wives. I have children. I have so many things, animals. And he now recall, you must develop something that we look for, something that will build your faith up. A faith builder. I call it faith builder. Faith builder. Jacob had to look what is going to build my faith. I must remember the wonders I have enjoyed in the past. I must remember the goodness of the Lord in the past. That God who has brought me to this year, how God spared my life since the beginning of the year, how God rescued me from destruction, how God healed me. If the same God that has done that is my God, definitely I will overcome. He remember or recall God's faithfulness. The way of bringing your son, making your son to come out from obscurity is to remind God or to remember what God has done for you. A number of times we do forget God's goodness. You remember wonders of God in diverse ways. And that will cause your spirit to come alive and then say, ha, I know this thing I will overcome. You will surely overcome in the name of Jesus. The second principle is the principle that I call principle of raising altars. You must raise altar for God. Raise altar. Raise altar. Raise altar for your life. Raise altar. We've been talking about, you know, my little children in the book of Galatians chapter 4 verse 19. My little children, whom I travail until Christ, until now, the Christ be formed in them. Travailing, there is nothing that comes without travailing. Anything that's, you know, things that are tangible. I'm not talking about all those, you know, things, manipulation and all manner of things. But when you're talking of things that are tangible, that will be permanent with your life, you must travail. You must spend time in the presence of the Lord. You must spend time, quality time, quality. Raise altar. Raise altar. When you talk of altar, it's not a 5 minutes or 10 minutes prayer. It's a time of seeking that you forget yourself in the presence of the Lord. And you are there that you do not even know that the 3 hours have gone. Your mind is fixed before the presence of the Lord. And not running up and down. Jacob knew that there was no way he could get out of this problem. Ogun wa niwaju e eyin esire ogun ni iwaju ogun lo lo face. There's a war for him to overcome with what is his name, Esau. The wall behind him, the wall of Laban was there behind him. Ibo lo fe ya si. The only thing that said, okay, the only way out is let me raise altar. And he laid the altar. And when he raised the altar, something changed. And the sun rose for him. When you raise an altar, you eliminate issues, you destroy issues. Let me say something. Your understanding about life business, the business of life, you know, if you don't follow divine principle, you know, you will see that you will just be following what people are doing and nothing will come out of it. There are divine principles that are laid down. And once we are out of divine principles, and if we are following our own worldview, what do you call it now? Our own mindset and all manner of things and perception, we just see things and this, what happens in the world will be happening. But when we step out from the worldview and we come to the divine principle, what the principle that governs heaven and the heart, you see that your life, your sun will shine above all. Even when others are seeing touch light, you will see sun. Your sun, everything will be bright around you. Follow divine principle. And whilst we talk about this divine principle, it's this matter of not following things, the carnal things. Not living a carnal life. Not allowing the flesh to dictate things for you. Not following the condition of flesh. Carnality will not produce any spiritual things. Once we are missing the issue of divine principles, we will not be able to achieve much. But today, I pray the Lord will launch us out and will grant us grace and will take us out of, you know, limited light. Sun has no restriction except if there is, you know, there's a cover where there is a cover, where there is a shadow. No, sun penetrates beyond everything. Your sun will penetrate. It will move in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I say your sun will move in the name of Jesus. And the divine principle, the fourth or the third one, is engaging the word of life. Engaging the word of life. The Bible says in the book of John chapter 6 verse 31, the Bible says, the word I speak to you, they are what? Huh? Yes, yea and amen. But there's another one. Not only yea and amen. The word that's, spirit and life. Yeah, spirit and life. And that, what does that mean to us? That the word generates life. It is the word that you hear that generates life in you. The word of God that you study that generates life in you. The word of God that you absorb that makes life to increase in you. The more of the word you have in you, the more of life you have in you. The higher you absorb the word, you study, you take knowledge of the word, the more the power of life works in you. The word I speak to you says they are life and spirit. They are life and spirit. Spirit is life. It's, so when you take the word, you are saying spirit. No wonder the Bible says, and he sent his word. And the word does what? Huh? The word, he led them and does what again? And deliver them from what? From their destruction. The word healeth, deliver, gives life. The more you step out of the world, the more you are far from life. The more you step out of the world, the more you are stepping out from covering and protection of God. Because what the world does is life, spirit, deliverance. And as we are speaking now, it is not until we pray that deliverance happens. Do you know that? As you are hearing, there are some things that will be happening to you. There are some spirit that will hear the word and they say, hey, if this place is uncomfortable for me again, I cannot stay in this place. I cannot stay in this body. It's the word will hit them and it send them out. You see someone, you see the word of God coming up and you see the manifestation. You see demon, you're crying. That's because the word is coming to hit. It's not until you pray before you receive healing. The word. And many times, if I feel somehow all I need is just going to the word I stay in the world. I stay in the world. Once I stay in the world, and I absorb the world. I absorb it, absorb it, absorb it, absorb it, absorb it. Boom! Say, oh, it has gone. Hallelujah. That is what the word of God does. And that is the principle, divine principle that we must absorb for us to continue to enjoy victory as we move into this year. So, as Galatians chapter 4 verse 19 is telling us, until Christ is forming us. Christ is forming us as we go into this world, as we move in this world, as we meditate upon this world, as we dwell in this world. So once we say, let us pray now, in the next few seconds, now in the final few minutes, you see that the world begins to do it. You know, it breaks. The Bible says the word of God is not like a hammer. It's going to break all stony things. The Bible says the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Is it not, you know, it pierces into the dividing asunder of where soul and spirit and body meets. You know, it goes there. It cuts it off. It's the power of the word. It's the power of the word. So, you need to engage the word of life. The Bible says, Jacob, as soon he crossed Penuel, the sun rose. The sun will rise for you. Place of Penuel is a place where you have an encounter. Place where you stay in the presence of the Lord. You dwell in the presence of the Lord. You dwell with the word of God. You raise an altar. You engage and prevail in the secret place. You would like to rise on your feet. When the sun rises, the book of Malachi chapter 4 verse 2 says something. When the sun rises, what happened? The Bible says the sun of righteousness shall rise. With what? With healing. With what? With healing in his wings. Please, can you turn with me to the TLB? Living Bible. Is it Living Bible now? Hold on. Please, NLT, New Living Bible. Okay. Yeah, thank you. But for you who fear my name, the sun of righteousness will rise with healing in his wings. Sun, when sun rises, healing comes. When sun rises, you will go free. When sun rises, you will live with joy. When sun rises, yes, your joy, you will just, everything will be set loose. All the chains will be broken. Check verse 3 again. 2 and 3. Let's go into 3. Verse 3. Look at it. On the day when I act, you will tread upon the wicked. When the sun rises, you will tread upon the wicked. When the sun rises, you will tread upon the wicked as if they were dust under your feet. Today, I pray that your sun will rise. I pray that your sun will rise. Because everything, there is a time for everything. The only counsel of God is permitted. Only the counsel of God that is permitted to stand forever. Every other counsel over your life is not permitted to stand. It is not. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 33 verse 6, I think. The Bible says the counsel of God standeth forever. It is only the counsel of God. No, verse 11, not 6. Verse 11. It says, only the counsel of God standeth forever. And no other counsel is permitted to stand. And you can now determine what you want to stand in your life, go to cry unto the Lord this morning. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Most High God. I said verse 33, verse 11, my Lord. Yeah, but this, by the Lord's plan stand firm forever. His intention can never be shaken. That's King James Version says, the counsel of God. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. The thoughts of his heart to all generations. I'm going to declare by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. This morning, I'd like to talk to the Lord and say, Father, by the name of Jesus, I've come to rebuild my altar with you. I've come to rebuild my altar. I've seen that the only way that my son can rise is to have an altar with you. Lord Jesus, I pray that the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus will bring a revival upon my life in the name of Jesus Christ. You will bring a revival. Let there be a revival over my life. Let there be a revival. Let there be a revival. Let there be a revival. Holy Spirit, revive my spirit. Let there be a fire upon my spirit, upon my prayer life. Turn my life to fire in the name of Jesus. All the doors that are settled upon my altar, let them be blown away in the name of the Lord Jesus. My study of the word of God, Lord, breathe upon me life. Give me a heart for the world. Give me a heart. Give me a task for the world. Give me a task for the world. Let the word of God Almighty, let my spirit be yearning for your word every moment. Let my spirit be yearning. Let my spirit be yearning in the name of Jesus. Grant me desire for your word. Let me a strong desire for your word. Grant me a strong desire. I pray for a strong desire for the word of life in the name of Jesus. Oh, help me, Father. In the name of Jesus, help me. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Father. Help me, help me. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me. I have a strong desire for the world. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let the power of the Holy Spirit grant me direction. Let the Spirit of the living God come upon me afresh in the name of Jesus. Thank you, eternal Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Say with me again, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord of heaven, I banish weariness. I banish weariness and tiredness in the place of prayer. I contend with the power that weakens me, the power that distracts me, the power that distracts my attention in the place of prayer and the study of the word of God. I come against you by the name of the Lord Jesus. You are the one that is contending. You are the one that is blocking my song today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I paralyze the power that is blocking my son to rise in the name of Jesus. All manner of distraction, all manner of distraction today in the name of Jesus, I frustrate them. I break your hold upon my life in the name of Jesus. All the things that makes me to be disturbed, all the things that distract my mind, that all the selling and buy, the spirit that sells and buy, the spirit that negotiates with the word of God, today I contend with you. I break your hold in the name of Jesus. Thank you, eternal Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Go declare right now. I love one scripture. And I can't remember whether it's Second King now. That this scripture says, and David said, did something. He defeated the enemy. You know, he did not only defeat them. The Bible says he defeated them and overthrew them. Somewhere along the line, there are times we defeat, but we do not overthrow their thrones. We do not overthrow. And somewhere along the line again, when you do not overthrow, you see this thing come in another dimension because the throne has not been dealt with. You're going to deal with this throne of the devil. going to destroy the throne of the enemy. By the name of the Lord Jesus, you're going to declare war against the reign of wickedness in your life. You're going to declare the reign of wickedness is hereby terminated. The rulership of the wickedness over my life, over my spirit, over my destiny, I declare your destruction. I terminate the power that has been readied upon my life. By the name of the Lord Jesus, I destroy the throne, the throne of oppression, the throne of failure, the throne of failure, the throne of poverty, the throne of struggle, the throne of hardship, the throne of sickness. By the name of the Lord Jesus, all the thrones of sicknesses, affliction, and infirmity, I break your power. I destroy this morning. I contend with the throne of wickedness and affliction, infirmity and sicknesses, all manner of poverty, all manner of pain. I break your power. In the name of Jesus, I contend with the throne of our vanity, the throne of disdain. Wherever you have established your throne, in the affairs of my life, in the affairs of my family, in the affairs of my wife, in the affairs of my husband, in the affairs of my children, in the affairs of my dad and mom, by the name of Jesus, Makatapayaba, Marabosikaja. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Bigatando. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will pray this prayer. By the authority of the Lord Jesus, you decree right now, wherever any stronghold of the enemy that is blocking my son to rise, whatsoever that is preventing my son to rise, whatsoever that is preventing my son to rise, you are going to speak it by authority, speak it authoritatively, speak it. Whatsoever that is preventing or opposing my son, or hindering my son to rise, blocking my son to rise, saying they will not allow, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I declare, Lord, today I command them destroyed. I command them destroyed. I command them to be destroyed. I command them destroyed in the name of Jesus. Every blockade, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rekataporia bosa, limakaporia ba, sheketeria boso polia, makapara ba, sheketeria boso sekeria bakosolia, lamala poria ba, yemakasotolia ba kata, makaparia, makaprobabos, rikata. Every power that you send your son will not arrive, that you say your son will not, it will not. The force that is opposing, the power of opposing, the power hindering your son, the power hindering your son to come out, rekata, maka, all the cloud, all the wherever the cloud is settled, all over the village, all over, wherever the village, I command that son to come, come, let the sun shine, let the sun shine, let the sun shine, let hear the sun shine, let my son shine, he must arise, the son of my son must arise, the son of my children must arise, the son of my life must arise, in the name of Jesus, let it shine. Gbogbo emi to fowo bo ogo ati imole re, gbogbo agbara to ni o ti o ni je ki orun re o yo, from the generation to generation. All us workings of ancestral powers and kingdom of darkness, all the things that have been blocking, all also wickedness, all also powers, all principalities, all the forces that are traceable from your father, from your my mother, that have been blocking, by the name of the Lord Jesus, today you must command that power broken today, that power broken today, that power broken today. Samarai, oh Samarai. The Bible says, and the Son of Righteousness, in the name of Jesus, must arise. Merekataba, yes, Lord. Genesis chapter 32, verse 31. And Israel says, as you step out of Penuel, as you step out of Penuel, and the sun rose, and the sun rose, and the sun rose upon him, and the sun rose upon him. My sun must rise. The sun must rise upon me. The sun must rise upon me. It is not darkness again. It is not darkness again. Darkness must not rise upon me. Darkness must not rise upon me again. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. The healer is here. And says, and the son, Malachi chapter 4, verse 2 and verse 3, verse says, to them that fear the Lord, to them that fear the Lord, unto them that fear the Lord, unto you that fear the Lord. I believe you fear the Lord. I believe you fear the Lord. And the Bible says, unto him that fear the Lord, the Son of Righteousness. That sun that shine is the sun of righteousness. We are not talking of this the sun in the moon here. We are talking of the sun of glory. We are talking of the sun of righteousness. The Bible says he will arise. He will arise. He will arise. The Bible says arise with healing in his wings. Wherever there is any infirmity, sickness, headache, malaria, fever, backache, ulcer, whatsoever, pain, diabetes, hypertension, whatsoever, leg pain, whatsoever, the sun of righteousness is rising over them. The sun of righteousness is rising upon them. And as the sun of righteousness is rising right now, you just take this song. Holy Ghost, move me now. Make my life whole again. And it will make your life whole. Completely whole. The sun of righteousness is rising. It's moving. We take it three times. With all your heart, with all your spirit, with all your soul. Focus on the presence of the Lord. Every pain must be banished. Every throne of oppression, every power of disease, every power of infirmity must receive destruction, will receive judgment of God. Every workings of the devil must be broken by the name of the Lord Jesus. Move me now, move me now. Yeah. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Move over every one of us here. Let yours be destroyed now. Let the roots of infirmity dry up in the name of Jesus Christ. Let every chain be broken. Let every life that has been under obscurity and the yoke of darkness be delivered in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you very much, Father. We glorify you and worship you. Thank you. We bless you. Thank you for touching every life now. We bless you and worship you. Lord, we thank you very much because our Son, the Son has risen upon us, has risen upon our lives. He has risen. The Son has risen. The Son has risen. The Son has risen. The Son has risen. We shall not walk under darkness. We shall not walk under obscurity. Lord, by the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, your glory shall be seen. Even as we move into another month, your glory will be seen. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, faithful Father. We bless you and worship you. In Jesus' name we pray.